Dr. Feng Chong Yi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, firstly, what were some of the findings on China within this report?
The report provides a very worrying account of serious human rights violations in China, ranging from the deepening repression of political and religious dissent to the use of new technologies for mass surveillance and social control. But most salientingly, the police brutality against peaceful protesters in Hong Kong since June this year, last year, and a mass detention of over 1 million Uyghur Muslims in Chinese Xinjiang region. One of the victims of this repression is Australian citizen and my former student, PhD student, Yang Hongjin, who has been detained and arrested in China since January 2019.
Right. And so what were some of the reasons for these human rights violations? Like what caused them to start occurring?
I think the root cause is the conflict between the determination of the Chinese Communist Party to maintain the one-party dictatorship in China and the growing aspirations of the Chinese people for freedom and democracy.
Right, okay. And so has there been much action to combat such issues? And if there have been, have they been effective?
Yes, I think most remarkable efforts have been made by NGOs and the international media, including yourself, to help the Chinese people. But the government around the world have done very little. Well, a number of governments and international institutions occasionally to make public condemnation of Beijing, but few have taken any concrete action, such as imposing sanctions or even to raise the issue face to face when they meet with Chinese leaders, especially the Communist leader Xi Jinping.
Right, and so do you think that Kent Roth's statement that China is a global threat to human rights is true? And I guess to what extent?
Absolutely true. Firstly, the Chinese Communist China is the headquarters of the world autocracy, where other governments have also committed human rights violations, but no other government, no regime in the world has flexed its economic, political, and military muscles with such rigor and determination to undermine the international human rights agenda and institutions, including the UN Human Rights Council. It's quite a horrible situation.
Yeah, of course. And lastly, what do you think the near future might look like for China in regards to human rights?
I think things are changing. I mean, to protect the human rights of people around the world, the international community and democratic governments around the world need to act together to resist Chinese government's assault on international human rights agenda and human rights system. Actually, in my view, the Chinese communist regime is not as strong as it appears. Actually, it's based on number one freedom and democracy lovers in China and around the world start to resist its dictatorship.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Feng. It's been really great having you on the show to talk about this.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.